This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag groups slam rodenticide rules. PG&E's next big rate hike. House to vote on shutdown bill and SNAP remains in limbo. Rodenticide rules attract processor pushback. Agriculture groups are pushing back against California's latest proposal to tighten restrictions on anticoagulant rodenticide use, arguing the rules could undermine food safety protocols and worsen rodent pressures already surging across farming regions. The Western Tree Nut Association is leading a coalition of 13 agriculture organizations opposing the Department of Pesticide Regulations draft rule. It would limit use around structures to 35 consecutive days and 105 days per year and require pest control businesses and private applicators to develop a sustainable rodent management plan. The coalition opposed the draft regulation, citing conflicts with federal and third-party food safety requirements. WTNA also warned DPR's timing is ill-suited, pointing to an unprecedented rodent population explosion throughout the state and arguing the changes could hamper control efforts at a critical moment. DPR rolled out the proposed limits in September, reasoning the measures aim to reduce secondary wildlife exposure and promote integrated pest management. Officials emphasized that first-generation anticoagulants would remain available for agricultural use away from structures and that the draft is open for revisions during the informal comment period. Environmental groups have supported tighter controls, arguing rodenticides continue to harm raptors and other predators. PG&E pitches another steep rate hike. WTNA and other Central Valley stakeholders are mounting a strong opposition to Pacific Gas Electric Company's request for a sweeping rate increase covering 2027 to 2030. In recent California Public Utilities Commission hearings, agriculture groups joined sides with consumer and environmental advocates to challenge PG&E's rationale for the four-year plan. According to WTNA President and CEO Roger Isom, more than 1.5 million PG&E customers already behind on bills while the utility has posted record profits. He said the industry, quote, cannot afford any more increases. At a Stop the Stamp protest in Fresno, the Environmental Working Group argued the commission has too often rubber-stamped increases. PG&E claims the new rates would support grid expansion and maintenance along with undergrounding initiatives for wildfire mitigation and electric system upgrades. The utility projects a typical residential customer's monthly bill could rise roughly $215 today to about $248 by 2030 under its current filing. It noted this would represent a smaller percentage increase than in the past decade. A decision is expected in 2027. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House expected to vote on a bill to end the shutdown. House in session today where members are expected to vote on a Senate-passed spending bill to end the government shutdown. The Senate Monday voted 60-40 to restore federal funding through January 30th after eight Democrats struck a deal with Republicans to end a standoff over health care insurance subsidies. In addition to the temporary funding, the bill includes full fiscal year funding for USDA and FDA, and a one-year extension for Farm Bill programs. As a part of that deal, Senate Republican leadership promised to hold a vote next month on expiring Affordable Care Act subsidies. But House Speaker Mike Johnson has not guaranteed he would hold a similar vote on those subsidies in the lower chamber. Now take note, House Democratic leadership says Republicans should not expect their votes to help carry the bill. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York said on CNN yesterday his colleagues, quote, will strongly oppose any legislation that does not decisively address the Republican health care crisis. Even the more moderate Democrats in the new Democrat coalition opposing the measure. Without Democrats, Johnson can only afford to lose two votes on the bill. However, outgoing Maine Democrat Representative Jaron Golden previously backed a Republican spending bill in September that did not include the ACA subsidies, the lone Democrat to do so. Ag Committee member Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez of Washington also signaled her support for the bill, but missed the vote. USTR asked lamb industry for trade injury data. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative wants data from the U.S. sheep industry on the harm caused by lamb imports. The request comes as the industry is pushing USTR to get the International Trade Commission, or the ITC, to probe whether trade measures are needed to protect domestic sheep producers. Assistant USTR for Agriculture Affairs and Commodity Policy Julie Callahan made the request during an August meeting with outgoing American Sheep Industry Executive Director Peter Orvik, that according to the group. At the end of October, the group submitted public and confidential reports to USTR saying that imported lamb, mostly from Australia and New Zealand, has contributed to sliding market shares for domestic producers. USTR did not respond to AgriPulse requests for comment. Take note, industry can also petition ITC for a safeguarding investigation known as Section 201, but Orrick tells AgriPulse that a request from USTR would carry more weight. A similar effort to get USTR to initiate lamb import probe led by RCAF USA under President Joe Biden failed, CEO Bill Bullard complaining the industry had been ignored. But if USTR doesn't act on ASI's request this time, Orrick says the next step would involve ASI petitioning ITC directly. Here's today's final word. There are more good ideas than ever. That Walt Duflox, Senior Vice President of Innovation at Western Growers, announcing Lumo as Audience Choice Award winner for the Ag Sharks Pitch Competition at the association's annual meeting in San Diego yesterday. Lumo's precision irrigation system uses smart valves and software to automate water delivery and monitor flow in real time, helping farmers reduce labor and water while improving crop consistency. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.